Unit 6. Community Kitchens. Reading. Most of us take for granted being able to eat 3 meals a day. We can either shop and cook, drop in a fast food shop, or stop by a convenience store. We manage to keep going without too much trouble. But not everyone is fortunate to have even simple meals. And that is where several types of volunteer groups have stepped in. One variety is the community kitchen, where people in need can come to get a free hot meal at least once a day. Community centers and churches serve as drop-in sites where anyone can come and eat for free. This is a great service to homeless people and other people living below the poverty line. Ingredients may be donated by restaurants and even grocery stores. Volunteers may also gather canned goods, packaged foods, and daily necessities for food banks, where very poor families can pick them up. Volunteers may even deliver bags of goods to people who are unable to come pick them up. A recent addition is the community refrigerator. Participants can either donate a refrigerator, donate money to purchase one, or pay for electricity. Someone may offer a place for it or offer to maintain it in good condition. Artists and builders can make the refrigerator attractive and protected from the weather. Others can bring items to put in the public refrigerator, which is available 24 hours a day. And anyone is free to take items from it or to provide items. It is a collective effort that builds communities.